February 6. They looked unto him, and were lightened, Psalm 34:5. Sometimes you may be troubled by your wandering thoughts. You want to pray but your mind is disturbed. That is how the prayer times is so often occupied. But do not give up, you have got to stay upon your knees. By faith, you can rebuke Satan. Say by faith, Lord Jesus, I am being troubled by wandering thoughts. Will you help me now? Will you please bring my thoughts under captivity to yourself? Only He can do it. Nobody else can control your thoughts, but the Lord Jesus Christ can bend them and bring them into captivity. When you spend sufficient time upon your knees, and feel God's presence, you'll be happier and better. I remember many years ago, I went to a barber for a haircut in Canada. The barber said to me, "What a miserable day! What a rotten day! What a cold day! What a bad day! It was raining and it was a very, very cold day." I said, "There is sunshine in my soul." He said, "You come from India." I said, "I am not talking about the sunshine in of India. I have a new sunshine which keeps me warm and rejoicing every day. I have never once said, it is a rotten day. Every day is a good day for me, rainy, or sunny, or cold. As long as I feel my Lord's presence, to me it is a happy day. I find how from His face the sunshine goes into me, healing me and curing me of many germs many times. Evil thoughts are like germs. Most diseases are caused by germs of some kind. Even though you are careful, yet somehow or the other they push through the food into your mouth. You may drink boiled water every day. You can wash your hands and feet with carbolic soap many times a day, and you avoid going to any filthy place, or eating food anywhere. Every fruit which you eat, you first wash with potassium permanganate. Even so, these germs will find their way here and there, for they are very clever. In the same way, evil thoughts are like germs. You can shut your eyes and ears, but evil thoughts are still there. Only the sunshine of His face can kill these evil thoughts. That is why we have to remain on our knees in the presence of God, to be washed in His sunshine. And you say by faith, "Lord, these thoughts are troubling me. I cannot control them. Please control them." Thus you will get victory over your thoughts, and your prayer will be a delight and an inspiration. You can talk to the Lord as a friend to a friend, and you will feel healthy and fresh the whole day. And many will say that the light of God is shining upon your face.